Teda Ard, page 26, Parshas Vayera. Okay. Paragraph at the bottom of the second column. The Alter Rebbe is explaining, again, this 10 Sfiras are not, Seichel and Midas are not Hashem. It's only the essence of the neshama compared to thought, speech, and action. But compared to the essence of the neshama, it's only the way the neshama functions through the intellect and emotions. It is not the intellect and the emotions. He says, and it's only like jewelry. It's not like garments that conceal the body of the person. It's like ornaments that beautify the body of the person.
Definitely.
That are called tikkunim, which is chokhmah midas kinei antu chakim v'leibu chokhmah yediyah. We say to Hashem, and also in Patsach Leo, antu chakim, you have chokhmah v'leibu chokhmah yediyah, but not an our known form of chokhmah. What does it mean? Antu, what does it mean? Ant, you are. That's Aramaic, right? Antu means ato, you are. In earnings of Chakim Shaninshu, Babchinas Chokhmah. It reveals the level of Chokhmah. Al Derech, B'mokim Shatam Meitzig Dulose. In the place, I'm going to say, read it and explain it. In the place where you find Hashem's greatness, there you see his humility. But, Hadayin Eine Chakim Mechokhmah Yediyo, this that we say Hashem is Chakim, meaning Hashem has the level of Chokhmah, but not in the known form of Chokhmah. Meaning, Vishumokur HaChokhmah is the source of Chokhmah, Umimenu Hamshach Chokhmah Bebriyitzi and Nasiyah. Says like this, Chokhmah and Atzilis is not really a tangible level of Chokhmah. We explained the other day, the 10 attributes of Atzilis, Seichel and Midas, are one with Hashem. So what does it mean you are Chokhmah? Chochm, but not in the known level of Chochmah. It means you are the source of Chochmah. In other words, that level of Chochmah of Hashem in the world of Atzilus is not a tangible level of Chochmah because all it is Elokus. It is the source that later on in the lower worlds there is a level of Chochmah. In other words, to give you an example of this. A flintstone is the source of fire. You rub it together, you create fire. But it is not fire. You touch it, it's cold. You can put it into water for 100 years and take it out and rub it, it's gonna make sparks also. It is the source of it, but not necessarily. It is fire. It's the source of fire. Chokhmah v'atzilus, what we say in Pasuk Leo, antu chakim, you have chokhmah, but v'lei b'chokhmah yediyah, meaning the level of chokhmah in atzilus is not tangible chokhmah. It's a level of the source of future chokhmah, and therefore we already call it chokhmah, because it's the source of it.
Like in the sun, they could not be a ray.
Right. Correct. But he explains like this. One minute, he gives another mashal. This we could also understand based on what Chazal say, Ein lach kol esem. There is no great. The Gemara says, Ein lach esem mamata she'en le mazal ha-makabay ve'y me'gadal. There's no blade of grass down here that doesn't have a mazal, a constellation, so to speak, that hits it and says to grow. That means every blade of grass here has a spiritual source. V'yatapuch hagashmi, a physical apple, yes, b'mesikus v'cheich eichol yitay. An apple has a taste. There's a sweetness to an apple. Ha'im nemar, are we going to say, she yes, b'kech ha'tzemech ha'sheh ba'odis tamu mesikus gamkein. Let me give you a simple, what are you saying over here? You take an apple seed, you put it in the ground, out comes an apple tree with apples, yeah? Apple has a sweetness to it. There's a taste of the apple. Are you going to say that the seed and the power of vegetation that the earth has to produce together with the seed, the apple tree also has the sweetness of the apple? No. It has no characteristics physically of the apple, but it's the source of an apple. If you plant a different seed in the ground, you're not going to get an apple tree. So it's not actual apple, it's the source that apple, that the taste of apple comes from. The same thing that Alter Rebbe is explaining, that the spheres of Atzilus, yes, there's Chochma and Bina and Das and Chesed and Gevurah, yes, there's 10 levels, but they're not tangible levels of Chochma. They're not garments. It's very abstract, meaning it's the source that eventually Chochma comes from. In other words, even the seed in the ground has to germinate, it has to rot first, and then it becomes the taste of the apple. Nobody's going to say, even, by the way, even in the seed of the apple that you eat, after the apple is grown, the seed also doesn't taste like the apple. It's only the source of the sweetness of the apple. So he says, how are you going to say, Ha'im Nema, are you going to say, Ba'an Mamashev, what, 26 at the bottom. She has Kerech HaTzemech, Hashem artist, that in the power of vegetation the earth has. Are you going to say, Dam Umasikas Gamkein? You can say it has that sweetness. And now that the mazel that hits it and makes it grow, meaning the power of Hashem that makes it grow, definitely ain't America Muzer Klau. It's not at all. And the mushel of the Tzura Chalamish, the Flintstone, is even a stronger mushel of a higher level, because the Flintstone not only is it's the source of fire, but not only that, it's the really the opposite of fire. It's cold. A stone is cold. And yet, is the source of fire. Hello, Inyan, he says, Tapi Yudalu. The Inyan is as follows. Shamasik, Asnim Shumi Chesed. Sweetness comes from the attribute of Chesed. Mnido, bitterness comes from the level of Gvura. Vareheim Inyanim Ruchnim. There are spiritual things. Chesed and Gvura is spiritual sweetness and physical sweetness. Spiritual sweetness and bitterness. There is no chesed of Atzilus, which is sweet, and gvura, which is bitter, so to speak. You think there's, you eat chesed, you have sweetness? No. It's a spiritual source of a physical entity called sweetness. It's like when it comes, the chain of the levels. Madrega achela madrega. Nizgashma becomes physical. Achinim shel chesed mesikas from chesed. In other words, like this. Chesed of Atzilus is a source of sweetness. But there is absolutely no sweetness in chesed. Chesed, when it comes down, lower, 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 becomes the same thing. Siddhis explains. Yavon Chumash expressions about God. They saw a yad yisoh siyoda gedoylo. The earth is the footstool of Hashem's feet. Now we see Hashem doesn't have a foot. And we know Chesed Duroyo Yamino, Chesed is called the right hand of Hashem. Gvura in Basar Chlio, right? Gvura Duroyo Smola. Gvura is the left hand of Hashem. What that means is, it doesn't mean Chesed is the right hand. What it means is, chesed of Atzilus, when it comes down, 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 more conceal, more conceal, more concealment, it eventually will become a right hand. Chesed of Atzilus, when it comes down, 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 becomes water. Gvura, when it comes down, 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 becomes fire. Fire is the level of Gvura. That doesn't mean in the attribute of Gevura, it's hot. You know, the Gevura of the Nevi, you touch it, you're going to burn yourself. No. It's like the Flintstone, you're going to touch it, you're not going to burn yourself. So the Alter Rebbe is explaining that the Sfiris in Atzilus are the source of Chachma and Bina. But in Atzilus, all it is Elokus. And like we learned in the past.
So therefore there may not be any 10 spheres.
There are 10 spheres.
But it disappears.
It doesn't disappear.
It cannot show itself.
It shows itself in the spiritual way, not in the physical way. There's still a world of Atzilus, huh? Yeah, but that in Atzilus already Chachma becomes the source of Chachma. Higher than that, it's not even the source of it. That's why there's no Chachma higher than Atzilus. Because then it's not even the source of it. So there's absolutely no connection to it. The only connection between a flintstone and fire is that it's the source of fire. The only connection between Chesed of Atzilus and the right hand of Hashem Kaviyachol is that it's the source that when it comes down into, and that way, because there's different levels of Chesed, one level of Chesed coming into the physical world becomes a right hand, another level of Chesed coming into the physical world becomes water. Gvura coming down will become a left hand Kaviyachol, and it'll become the source of fire. It's like we learned that the Sfiris in Atzilus is a colorless water in a red glass, green glass, yellow glass, blue glass, purple glass, whatever. Yeah. And the reason why there are seven basic colors is because there are seven Sfiris. And each Sfira corresponds with another particular...
But that's not in Atzilus.
Huh?
Atzilus, there is no blue in Atzilus.
There is. Yeah, there is. It's colorless water going through a blue vessel that looks blue. It only outwardly looks blue, but really the water is colorless.
Rabbi, when you're in the sun, there could not be a ray. It's already absorbing it. You say there is ray.
I'm saying what?
It's already in it.
If what?
So tight.
Where?
It's so abstract.
What is abstract? I mean, what you said, what is abstract?
All the sephirot.
Yeah.
It's so abstract that it's inside it.
What do you mean inside it?
Be separate. There is no separation.
There is. That's the uniqueness of Atzilus. In Atzilus, unto the Aser Tikkunin, there's 10 distinct levels. There's not 11. There's not 9. There's 10. In evil, there's 11. But in Kedusha, there's 10. 10 is completeness. But over there, the Alter Rebbe is explaining over here that the Chochmah of Atzilus, Chesbin, Chesig, whatever. It's not a tangible level of chesed or chochma, whatever. It's the source that later on, in Bria, when it comes lower, through the parsa, through the curtain, so to speak, then it becomes tangible level of chochma.
If there is no chochma, tangible chochma in Habakkuk, how does he study Torah? It's the source of chochma, right?
It's a good thing today's Tuesday and not Wednesday. Because if today would be Wednesday and you already davened, I said, did you daven today? Hanayta Eizen Halo Yishma and Yetzer Ayin Halo Yabit. Now, what is David Amar saying to him over there? If God made an eye, can he not see? If he made an ear, can he not hear? What does that mean? What's David Amar saying? Does that mean that Hashem has an ear? It says, if Hashem is the source of hearing, there's that level in Elokus in a much more refined way as source.
So it means that it has it.
It has it in the potential to be a source. And then there's levels of Elokus. I'll give you another example. You have coals on a barbecue. Yeah? So sometimes that's called Gecholim Eimimis. They're not lit up. They're not fiery. If you blow on it, the fire is going to come out, correct? But there's no open fire in it. You touch it, you're going to burn yourself bad. But there's no open fire in it, correct? So what is it? It's the source of fire. But that source of fire, all you have to do is blow on it, and fire is going to come out. Correct? The Tzur HaChalamish, the flintstone, You can blow from today till tomorrow, nothing's going to come out. One second. You're going to have to rub it. And then you'll create the fire. Yes? Which means they're both sources of fire. But even in the source of fire, you have a tangible source and you have an abstract source. These are, by the way, these mashalim that are given, not my mashalim. The mashalim Chassidus gives in the various different potential states of Elokus. There's a potential state that Hashem is the source. Okay? There's no open fire. You blow on it a little bit. Sometimes you need a blacksmith with the bellows, you know. You need a greater power to activate. So it's a more abstract source. And then you have Esther Sphere Sagnus, is what it's called. Then you have a level of Elokus that it's a distance, it's a more refined potential. You need an action to do it. But this is a different level in the way Hashem has the potential in creating world. You know, I told you the miracles of this. I don't know what I'm talking about. And you say, yeah, you understand. It's unbelievable. I don't know what I'm talking about. So that's what he's saying over in Atzilus. In Atzilus, there's no tangible Chochmah yet. But it's not the source like Tzura Chalomish. There's a distinct level of Chochmah already. But it's not tangible Chochmah. There's no hand of Hashem in Atzilus. There's no water in Atzilus. Chesed of Atzilus is the source of a right hand. It's the source of water. What? It's clear as mud. Okay, you guys are good. So he says, top of your doubt. Rakshib is Taushalis, Visadiris, Hamadrega, Madrega, Hamadrega, Nisgashmo, Achinimshim, Bachinus, Chesed, Mesikus, until it comes down here in a way of actual physical sweetness. Even though Lachaira, physical sweetness, has nothing to do with spiritual sweetness, it's the same compound, so to speak, meaning. Even in enjoyment, there's also different levels of enjoyment. For instance, there's tainuk shel dvar chochma, ugam ke mesikas. When a person understands something properly, there's a certain sweetness, enjoyment that the person has. V'chein tainuk shel nigun. Then you have enjoyment of music. Right? Then you have, he doesn't say, but there's a maimon l'mandas, and the Friedrich Rebbe goes into different levels of enjoyments. There's enjoyment of eating and sleeping. Then you have enjoyment of doing a favor for some. Some people but enjoy doing a favor to somebody. Then you have the enjoyment of music. Then you have the enjoyment of seichel. Then you have the enjoyment of godliness. Now these are all enjoyments, but you can't compare one to the next. The enjoyment of animal of eating and sleeping is animalistic. An animal also enjoys eating and sleep. More refined is midas, or nigun. And then more refined than that is midas. More refined than that is chokhmah. Most refined is enjoyment of alokus. So you can't say that even when it comes down here, there are different levels. That's what, like we said before, chesed of Atzilus creates a hand and it creates water. And water. Water is also chesed. It goes from high to low. Gvura, fire goes up low to high. That's gvura. They're both chesed of Atzil. They both come down. Right hand represents giving. Left hand represents punishing.
Nourishment.
Right hand is nourishment. Left hand is eating. So that's why chesed and gvura. And therefore, the right hand, it has the components of chesed. Water has the components of chesed. What does that mean? Chesed means, if I do chesed to you, that means I'm in a better position, and I am giving from higher to lower. In this aspect, I have the food. You want the food, I give you food. That's chesed. Right? Like we learned last night. That's hospitality. Hospitality means higher to lower. Correct? What is the level concept of a right hand? The component of a right hand is to give something to somebody. Water's component, it goes from high to low. Mayim sheyordim mimakim gavaya lemakim namach. Water goes from a high place to a low place. So therefore, what is really the component of the essence of chesed? Essence of chesed is higher to lower. Gvura's component basically is lower to higher. Therefore, all those creations that come from chesed of Atzilus in the physical world are similar to the attribute of chesed. Therefore, chesed doesn't create fire, because fire doesn't have the components, the spiritual components of chesed. Therefore, spiritual chesed creates water. Spiritual gvura creates fire. Spiritual chesed creates sweetness. Spiritual gvura creates bitterness. Now, it creates bitterness, it creates fire, it creates punishment, severity, awesomeness. These are all the similar components of what gvura is, of what chesed is. But in Atzilus, it's all spiritual. Therefore, why when the Torah says that the Yidden saw the hand of Hashem, right, all the expression Yad Hashem, Yad Hashem, what does it mean? Why is Yad, they saw Chesed of Atzilus. Why is it called Yad? Because that's the offshoot of Chesed of Atzilus, is Yad. And that's what the Jews saw in the tangible way. They saw the physical, the spiritual level of Chesed. By the Mabul, they saw the spiritual aspect of Gevura. And when it says, V'yichar af Hashem v'yilach, God's nose got angry. But God has a nose. God sits, God stands, God talks. He doesn't have all that. But again, like we learned about speech, speech by a person, and by therefore, b'psari achsel l'kaf, by understanding speech, the concept of speech by a person, now when the Torah says God spoke, we can understand what speech means by Hashem. Obviously, it's a v'yidaber Hashem omer sholemer, v'yomer Hashem, right? What do you think, God spoke? He has a mouth and he spoke? No. That's on Picursus. Right? Ain't like goods. There's no body by Hashem. What does it mean? So Hashem helps us understand it from our world. What is speech by us? By understanding what speech by us is, then we can understand in a spiritual level what the concept of speech is by Hashem. What is speech by a person? I have a thought. Have a feeling. Okay. How do I reveal it? How do I reveal something hidden? So there's three ways of revealing it. I could reveal it to myself through thought. Let's say you love somebody. Let's say you love somebody, yeah? Believe it or not, I'm sure. Okay. Maybe one. Okay. But you love somebody, yeah? When you're at work doing something else, you're not thinking about that person now. That doesn't mean you don't have the love. The love is there. The mido is there. The intellect is there. You know something. But you're doing something else. So that thing is not revealed to you. It's there, but it's not revealed. How do you reveal it to yourself? You think about it. You think about the person, how much you love it. But you express it to yourself. That's what thought is.
You have to verbalize it. Even to yourself.
No.
They said the meaning doesn't...
Okay. Now, when you want to reveal it to somebody else, then you need to speak it. Okay, I could think I love you. Let's say. I mean, I have no choice. Okay, no. What the alibi? So let's say, if I think about how much I love you, I reveal that to myself, not to you. You don't know what I'm thinking. I speak it, the bottom line, okay, I reveal it to you. I want to reveal into action, either I kiss or I'll write, I love you, give you a gift, whatever. That's big. So thought, speech, and action reveal the midah. Okay, now, to explain this in another aspect, when I talk, air comes out. When I blow, air comes out. Blow. Okay. The difference between talking and blowing is talking, I can talk, and I don't get tired. Blowing, it's more coming from the innards. Air also comes to the lungs and the heart, right, when you talk. But this is coming from the whole gut of the person. Okay, so what's speech, basically? Speech is revealing a previously concealed power, whether it's intellect or emotion. It says in Chumash, Vayemer Lakim Yehi Yor, we learned a million times. Vayemer Lakim Yehi Yor means Hashem had the power to create light, has the power to create light. But that power was hidden. It wasn't revealed. Vayemer Lakim, i.e., God revealed the power that he had to create light, and light became created. But when it comes to the neshama, it doesn't say God said, let there be a neshama. Hashem said, Nasa Adam, that's the body. Then it says, Vayipach ba'ap of Nishmas Chayim. Then it comes, Hashem blew a neshama into Adam Rishon. Now, why doesn't it say Hashem said, let there be a neshama? Because the neshama of a Jew, it is chelek alakam imal, it's a part of God, is the essence of God. How does the Torah tell us that everything else in the world is external revelation of godliness? The neshama of the Jew is the essential revelation of godliness. So the Torah, the extension, so the Torah expresses it in our language for us to be able to understand. But it doesn't mean it's a bikursus to say, oh, God had a mouth, and oh, all of a sudden, a big microphone, a text message to everybody in the world, he are. It doesn't work like that. It's a bikursus to say Hashem has a mouth and spoke. What does it mean? What does it mean when the Torah says Hashem spoke? It means the concept of speech. Okay? When we speak about chesed of atzilus, that it's the concept of chesed of atzilus is giving. Chesed. It's not a tangible giving, it's the source of giving. But therefore, when it comes down from the potential in atzilus to the actual in this world, it creates creations that have the same characteristic traits as chesed, giving. Gvura in the higher worlds is the potential of severity. When that potential comes into actuality, it becomes things that have the characteristic traits of gvura. And that's why, by the way, it says, it's later, Haneita Eizen Ali Yishma, that speaks about the Eibishter's potential powers of creation. What? Right.
So does that mean Aaron was the first?
No. He wasn't the judge. Avram was the first.